Good evening to you all. And God is good. God is good. I want to believe it's not a thing of mistake that after Christmas, the birth of Christ, the next celebration we do have is the Feast of Holy Family. And each and every one of us here, everybody seated here, can relate to that Feast of Holy Family. It's not like maybe the Feast of Holy Trinity when we're talking about three persons, one God, and we begin to calculate 3-1, 3-1. What does that mean? And we begin to talk about faith and so on and so forth. But now we celebrate the Feast of Holy Family. Is there anyone here who is not a product of a family? Is there anybody? Okay, maybe you are too shy to raise up your hand. If you know you're not a product of a family, just smile at me. Okay, there are so many. Which shows that each and every one of us here, we are all product of a family. We all are. And so we can relate to this feast today, the Feast of the Holy Family. But before I go on with this feast, with my homily, if you're with your families, with your family here, I want you to hold them by the hand. Hold them. You're with your husband, wife, children, nephews, niece. Just hold them by the hand. And then if your families are not here, just have them by your, in your heart. Just hold them in your heart. And remember them as I say this. Look at your family members. Look at them. Don't look at me, please. Look at them. I want you to say this. I want you to say this. I love you. I want you to say this also. No matter what, I will never leave you. Thank you. You see, why I'm asking us to do that is because most times, people close to us, we take so many things for granted. Things like these, I love you, I'll never leave you. We think, well, just family, so must I say it? They need to know. They know that I love them. I mustn't say it. But little things like this, little things matters. Words like that express our appreciation. Words like, I will never leave you. And please, that word you said, mind you, you're saying it in the presence of God. You're saying it in the church. So don't just think that maybe I'm just saying it because Father Enoch said I should do. But you're making a promise to that person that I will never leave you. What does that mean? Even when we fight, we quarrel, we disagree, I will never what? I will never leave you. Even when we go through difficult times and challenges, hard times, I will never leave you. Even when you don't like the nature of my nose, I will never leave you. Even when you do things that hurt me so much, I will never leave you. And that's what family is all about. For those who are involved in agriculture or taking care of, who do take care of trees or flowers, you discover that they will always advise that whenever you're planting a tree, you try your best not to expose the tree to the wind, or you plant a tree just alone. Because if you expose a tree or plant a tree that is exposed to all the elements of life, such a tree finds it very hard to survive. And so when you plant in a tree, they will always advise, plant a tree where there's a shelter, which means planting a tree, do not plant the tree alone. Plant it with other trees around it so that it can grow to its full potential. And they will always advise you again that when you're planting a tree, plant it in such a way that you keep a space, space them, that they are close to each other to protect each other, but at the same time, space them in such a way that they don't impede or hinder the growth of each other. And what does that say to you and I? It talks about family. It talks about family. No man, we all know this cliche, no man, nobody is an island. God made us for community. He made us to live among people, and that he created a family for each and every one of us. Our first reading today, giving us the first advice, beginning with children. Respect your father and mother, because in that there comes a blessing. But that's not the end. It's not just about respecting them. But there's also another part attached to that. Remember, the fourth commandment says, honor your father and mother. Honor your parents. But that commandment, that fourth commandment, honor your parents, most I would think is just about respecting them. No. Our first reading today gives us the full meaning, the second aspect of honoring your parents, which means taking care of them when they are old. I know some of you will be listening. Come on, Father, you know, what are you telling us this? Come on, this church, this community is an elderly community. I know it's an elderly community, but I have some children listening to me now. Very important. I just have to say it so that it will sink in. Take care of your parents. I just looked at someone. Take care of your parents. Most of the time when we say take care of your parents, it's not enough. This is my belief, and I feel it is the truth. It's not enough for you to just carry your parents, keep them in an assisted living or in an elderly home, and you think, oh, I've done my part. No. Visit them, call them, know how they are doing. That gives them a sense of family. Yes, for some children, I said, well, when I was growing up, my parents never cared for me. They hurt me so bad, and no, I can't do it. Two wrongs cannot make a right. Two wrongs can never make a right. Create the difference. Yes, create the difference. And mind you, when you take care of your parents, you bring blessing on yourself. Those are not my words, coming directly from the scripture. When you take care of your parents, you bring blessing, protection on yourself. That's the reward that comes with it. Our second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians gives us the values necessary for a Christian family. Each and every one of us, like I said at the beginning of the Mass, we are all product of a family. God is good. We are all product of a family. These values are very important in our families. Humility. Patience. Kindness. Mutual forgiveness. And then above all, love. Very important. I'll repeat again. These virtues are very important in a family. Patience, kindness, humility, gentleness, mutual forgiving. Which means parents forgive your children and children forgive parents. Mom, forgive dad, and dad, forgive mom. It's give and take. That's what makes a Christian family. And the perfect example of these virtues will begin with the parents. Parents, when you learn to forgive each other in the presence of your children, they learn from that. Parents, when you learn to love each other in the presence of your children, they learn from that. When you show respect to each other in the presence of your children, they learn from that. They know that it is very important. No family, get this from me right, no family is perfect. No family is perfect, and no family will ever be perfect. Anyone who stands here to tell me, oh, Father Enoch, my family is perfect, oh, absolute lie. Yes, we all have our down moment and our up moment. We all have our difficulties and our differences. There's always a moment of quarrel and disagreement. There's always a time where the plate will be flying left, right, and center. That is family. That's what makes family. But after the quarreling, the disagreement, what happens? Love. We'll come back together as a family to reconcile. Families have challenges. The Holy Family today that I'm talking about, the family of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, do you think they call them Holy Family because they were perfect? Do you think we call them Holy Family because they had no challenges? Or maybe some of us might think, oh, in that family they had Jesus Christ, and so they had no difficulties. No, they were faced with so many difficulties and challenges. The first difficulty they were faced with was they became refugees in Egypt. They left their homeland just to protect their child, Jesus Christ, and went to Egypt, a different place altogether. In the case of Mary, the nightmare of every parent, seeing a child being killed, Mary watched her son crucified on the cross. What pain can a parent undergo? But they still call a holy family because they loved each other. And so, today that we celebrate this feast of Holy Family, let us learn to love each other. Yes, we have our ups and downs. Sometimes mom will always want to argue. Love mom. Sometimes dad will always feel he's always right. Love dad in that situation. And sometimes the children will think they are the best. The children will think, oh, we know our rights, parents. Sometimes the children will think that this is our time. This is our generation. We know the best way to maneuver things. The technological age. And parents, you don't know. Just look at us. Parents, love them in that situation. That's what makes family. After the quarreling, the disagreement, the misunderstanding, let love bind the family. Like I said today again, tell your family members, even when you go home, after now, go home, hold the family, hold each other by the hand and look at their faces and tell them, I love you and I will never, never leave you, no matter what. I will never leave you because I love you. And that is what family is all about.